Yeah, so I have a story, a testimony against Church of Christ. I was out in Wyoming, and I met a Church of Christ man, and he witnessed to me, or I witnessed to him. He didn't even want to talk about the things of God. And then he got mad when I called out his false religion. And then he said, we're the original church. And then I learned all kinds of things about him. Like, he was a worldly man, basketball, sports, entertainment. But yet, on Sunday, I'm godly and holy because we don't have instrumental music. That's like one of their markers. And they like to say they're the original body established by Jesus. I'll cover that one next. That's a lie, too. But anyway, this man was worldly. And he said, well, when I'm in town, I go to this Church of Christ. Go test him. And I went and tested him. You know what I found? This Church of Christ had a pastor who was a wicked, mean-spirited man. And he was a worldly man. Ready? They love sports and entertainment. In fact, this guy was enamored with high school football. So much so, ready? The pastor of the Church of Christ that doesn't use instrumental music and says they're the original and only Church of Christ and that we're holy and we obey God. His daughter was a cheerleader, dancing around in a little mini skirt in front of grown men and teenage boys and everybody else. And you know what's amazing about this? When I brought it up to this pastor and said, can you refute this, what I'm telling you in the Word of God, that this is wickedness, carnal, sin, worldliness? You know what he told me? You show up, I'll call the police on you. You're nothing but a stalker. That was the love I got from this Church of Christ pastor. And I'll say it again. We've met hundreds of Church of Christ people. I never met one that's holy outside of the building in all their ways, following Christ, biblically dressed, biblically head covered, biblically out of sports, politics, entertainment, biblically out of man-made religion, which is their system, man-made religion. So just a story, eyewitness testimony. I went back and told that man that. And you know what he said? Well, that's unfortunate, but none of us are perfect. He just brushed it under the rug. He brushed as the unloving pastor, the worldliness of being a cheerleader, his daughter being a cheerleader. I guess the pastor got mad when I asked, can your daughter dress like that and dance in front of the church? He called me. Ready? Yeah, I forgot this. Ready? I asked the pastor on email, can your daughter dress like that? She does it on Friday night at football games. Can she dress like that and come to church Sunday and dance for everybody? And you know what he called me? A pervert. And then he said, I'll call the police on you. I'm the pervert for challenging his daughter's carnality in his house that's not in order. Yet he's the man putting her out there for people to see. This is typical Church of Christ ways that we've seen. Maybe not the cheerleader, but worldliness, carnality, and we'll talk some more. The Bible says, 1 John 2:15, if you love the things of the world, like high school football, the love of God's not in you. The love of God is not in the Church of Christ people when they practice worldliness. The Bible says, come out from among them, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Church of Christ hasn't done that.